today's meetings introduce us to some ideas that are very fitting for the month of November. From the first reading, the central idea is that things that we see in this world should direct us to what is beyond this world, meaning creatures should remind us of the Creator, which is, I say, a November theme, because November, the month of November, leads us to look beyond this world and this life. Then in the Gospel, Jesus is speaking about the day of the Son of Man, traditionally understood to be the end of the world, and he speaks about the danger of being attached to the things of this world, which are in fact not going to last. So let's reflect on this a little bit. Going to the beautiful reading from the Book of Wisdom, we see a very logical argument built up here. The author says, people who look at beautiful things should be able to tell that someone with greater beauty or more power is the origin of these beautiful things. And so he starts out saying, those who look at good things and don't know who is the origin of them are foolish. All men were by nature foolish who were in ignorance of God and who from the good things seen, meaning all the good things we see in this world, did not succeed in knowing him who is. And from studying the works, did not discern the artisan, the creator. You know, there's a lot of attention in public discourse these days about the environment, about the climate. And that's all good insofar as we are stewards of this world. We have to take care of the world. It's not right for us to pollute the air and the water. But sometimes you get the impression from the very strident arguments about climate change that what's important is to preserve the environment and let's get rid of the people who are causing the problem. But that's a complete misunderstanding of the plan of God for the world. You might also have seen recently, there's a lot of excitement in the world of science and technology, especially in the world of astronomy. The upcoming launch of this huge space telescope, have you heard of this? The James Webb Space Telescope. It's a project that's been going on for years. This idea of launching into space a huge telescope that will be able to see or detect objects that are farther away than we have ever even imagined. And this thing has been built now, and it's so big they couldn't fit it into the spaceship, so they had to fold it up. And now it's all folded up, and it's in a spaceship someplace, and it's going to be launched, I think, in the next couple of weeks. Anyway, it's a great project, and of course a very expensive project. It's talking billions of dollars. But if you encounter the excitement in the world of science, you can see these scientists rightly excited. And this is a great leap forward in the advance of human knowledge, a knowledge of the universe. Maybe we can see things that we've never seen before, or we can detect things that we've never knew existed, and perhaps unlock some of the secrets of nature. And that's beautiful. But then they make another leap. Sometimes you get this sense from the scientists, they're going to understand the meaning of life. If they can only see the edge of the universe or can see the beginning, well, then they'll be able to understand why we're here. Well, no, we won't be able to. It doesn't matter how good the telescope is. It doesn't answer questions that cannot be answered by science. So this comes to mind in reading this passage from Wisdom. If we think that we're going to discover the meaning of life by looking at things of this world, we're missing it, because these things of this world point to God. They point to God. And if we don't encounter God, well then we're not getting the message of creation. Those of you who joined our formation teaching yesterday, remember the Pope Francis in his talk spoke about the Mysterium Lunae, the mystery of the moon. The mystery of the moon, which is the fathers of the church like to point to the moon as an analogy of what the church is. So it's an analogy. Even here, this reading says, from the greatness and beauty of created things, their original author by analogy is seen. So it's what Father Francis called a cosmic analogy. You look at things in the cosmos and you can understand things of the spiritual life of God and heaven. So in the mystery of the moon, as the Pope mentioned, it's a mystery of reflected light. All light comes from the sun, but when we look at the moon, we see that light in a reflected way. And this is what the church has. The church is the light of the world. We are the light of the world, not because we're the origin of light, but because we reflect the light of God. Well, all things in creation are reflections of God. Are all we can use this analogy to look at them and see God. And if we don't, well then we're foolish. The author of this first reading says, well, you can't blame them. You can't blame them because what they're looking at is really beautiful and powerful. And then he says, but on the other hand, even that you can't really pardon them because they should know better. This is the end of the reading. They should know better. If they could so far succeed in knowledge that they could speculate about the world, how did they not more quickly find its Lord? So we can hope that the advance of science and scientific knowledge, whether it's about the environment or about the edges of space, will lead us to know the Lord. Because if it doesn't do that, well, then it's not fulfilling its mission. Now, what we learn from the gospel is that even all these beautiful things in the world and in the universe, these beautiful, powerful, awesome, huge, distant things, they all pass away. None of them will last. No matter how great they are, they will not last. And this is why if we are attached to anything of this world, we're being, again, foolish. In the gospel, Jesus uses the examples of what happened in the days of Noah and what happened in the days of Lot. Two biblical accounts of destruction. The great flood in the days of Noah and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah in the days of Lot. Well, why did these great disasters take place? Traditionally, we say, well, because the sinfulness of the people. Sin brought on a destruction. And that's right, as far as it goes. But look at what Jesus says. What were the people doing up until the day of disaster? Eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage. That's the days of Noah. And then in the days of Lot, what were they doing? Eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. Well, what's wrong with that? There's nothing sinful about any of those activities. That's just normal life. Eating, drinking, buying, selling, getting married, building, planting. That's just normal life. Nothing wrong with it. We should do those things, in fact, as long as we're doing them with respect to the plan of God. But, eating and drinking, we're supposed to eat and drink because we're supposed to take care of our bodily health. But bodily health is not the highest good. Even bodily health is not the highest good that we have today in today's saint, St. Joseph. He's a martyr. Martyrs lose their bodily life. They lose their life in this world in order to preserve their eternal life. So martyrs always point us to what is beyond this world. And this is what this reading points us to as well. There's nothing wrong with buying and selling and eating and drinking. We're supposed to do that while we're here. But we should not think that that is the purpose of our life. We should not be so attached to what we buy and sell or eat or drink or whatever we do or own that we miss the life that extends beyond this world. That's why I say this is a theme that fits the month of November, because we started this month by looking to the saints and by looking to purgatory and seeing that there's a life beyond this world. We will leave everything behind. Jesus says, when the day comes, a person on the housetop should not go down to get his belongings in the house. Why? Because he can't take them with him anyway. I remember when we were shown a video about planes, safety, aircraft safety, and the presenter was saying one of the big problems when there's a an accident in a plane, let's say on takeoff or something, and there are people who are still in the plane and they have to evacuate. One of the big problems is the people try to get their carry-on luggage out of the bins and out of the and they try to carry all their stuff with them, and it blocks the aisles and it blocks the exits, and people can't get off the plane. And the presenter said, one of the real problems here is people are trying to save their stuff and they are risking their own lives and the lives of everybody else, because who knows if there'll be a fire or an explosion or something. You don't have time to get your stuff. Just get off the plane. So it comes to mind in what Jesus says here, don't go down and get your stuff. It's important to have it while we're here. We use it. If God gives us things to use, we use them for His glory, for His kingdom, and for the good of our brothers and sisters, especially the poor, but we don't take them with us. So don't be attached. The other analogies, or another examples he uses about one person being taken and the other person being left. Two people are sleeping in the same bed, one's taken, one's left. Two women grinding grain, one's taken, one's left. He makes it clear that we can't tell by externals who's ready and who's not ready, because we're all buying and selling, we're all eating and drinking. That's not the those are not the criteria which determine whether we're ready to be taken or not. The question is whether we're attached to those things or not, whether we're more attached to the will of God than to our possessions and activities in this world. Now, some people think this is a kind of negative way of seeing the world. It's not. It's really freeing. It's not a bad thing to know that everything is coming to an end if we know that something better is coming. If we think that all that we have and the whole meaning of our existence is here, well, then the end of that is the worst news we can come up with. But if there's something better beyond this world, well, then fine. Let's use all the goods we have. Let's use them, enjoy them, and let others enjoy them in a peaceful, orderly, harmonious way. Let's build up the kingdom of this world so that it gives glory to God and so that people come to know God, and then leave it behind and enjoy eternal glory. So it's a very positive journey, because we have a very great destination.